Ray Dog Random Thoughts here. I know some of you folks don't like to see me with my shirt off. I know. I hear all the joke, all the fat jokes. I'm actually not fat, you know. It's just my stomach. I wish I could really lose this stomach. If you guys know that diet Rush Limbaugh's on, fire a comment at me. I'd like to know that diet, because I don't like having this fat stomach. But I've always had it, even as a child, so it's not like I gained weight. Everything else is skinny, it's just his stomach. Of course, having Optimators don't help, but I don't drink them that often. Anyway, welcome. Today I'm going to be discussing rejection, because that was a big one for me, at least going through school. Going through school, rejection hit me like a bomb. I'm almost ashamed to say, but my own black people, they're the ones who are guilty of this, because I grew up in this, you know, St. Thomas, Virgin Islands, which was predominantly more black back then. And I mean, because of my dark skin, my own people would just put me down and just made me feel like I'm ashamed to be dark skinned because they were brown or lighter shade of color, whatever. I mean, your own people put you down. It was just ridiculous. It made me just feel rejected. They didn't want to hang out with me, and you know, I wouldn't get invited to the house parties and stuff like that. It was just a tough time, but eventually I got over it. But it did make me try to do some radical things. I mean, you never let people get that power on you. I mean, they used to actually. This stuff called AMBI. I don't know if you heard of it. It's a skin bleaching thing or whatever. I tried to use that stuff to make myself lighter shade to be accepted. Stupid. Screw them. I said, you know, that's when I had a low self-esteem. But now I say, screw you. You don't like me for me. Who the hell are you? You could go 3-2. If you watch my videos, you know what I'm talking about. But anyway, yeah, don't try to fit in with some idiot because they think that you're too light, or you're too dark, or you're too pale, or you're too this, or you're too that. Just love yourself for who you are, and it'll come natural. And if they don't love you for who you are, then they're not even worth being around. That's just the bottom line of it. I mean, why do you have to lower your standards just to please some idiot? I mean, they're probably not happy with themselves either. You know what I'm saying? So, don't fall prey to the rejection. Just, you know, let it go. Just say, I'm better than that, and I deserve better than that, and I don't need it. That's just the bottom line. There's not much to say on that subject, folks, so that's all I gotta say on that. Actually, there's a few more things. The rejection that hurts the most is when you go and you ask the girl out for a date. Oh man, that hurts. I've been through that a few times. You know what I'm talking about, guys. Oh man, it feels like a empty pit in your stomach. It's like, oh man. I mean, some guys just take it really too hard. Like this one guy, I'm not sure if it was from Craigslist or not, but he actually went out and started to kill all the women that he could because he was angry because he was rejected by them. I think he ended up killing himself too, but it's just, you can't let people have that power on you. You just, if someone rejects you, you don't ask yourself what's wrong with you. You ask yourself what's wrong with them. Or you don't even have to ask yourself that. You just move on to the next person. They just weren't meant for you. Even with friends, I mean, I can remember a few times there's people I wanted to be my friend and they rejected me, and that was like, I was like, man, what's wrong with me? Why don't they want to be friends? But everyone is just not meant to be friends with everyone. I mean, some of my closest friends has, you know, they found me. I didn't really find them. And some of those relationships actually turned out to be the most meaningful and best friendships I've ever had to date. So what can I say? Don't force your friendships on people. If they don't like you, then you just chalk it up to, oh well, and you just move on, you know? So that's all I have to say. So until next time, keep watching those videos.